to a huge amount of the £26,000. Well, you never know who's listening to this programme, and I'm very pleased to say that Deirdre Kelly has been listening. That's White D to you and me. Deirdre, thank you very much for phoning in.
No problem at all.
We had a lovely chat in October at the Conservative Party conference, I remember. Now, what would you like to say about this benefits cap?
I mean, hand on heart, I completely agree with what your last caller was saying. I think a majority of, what should we say, misspent money, I think, goes to private landlords. Obviously, you know, I've just listening, the situation in Birmingham, I think for a three-bedroom house, you're averaging between £550 and £650. It's a lot cheaper than London. But obviously, it does kind of build up, you know, it does amount to an awful lot of money at the end of the year. I think, you know, I think capping benefits, it depends on what part of the country you live in. Obviously, depends on how much you sort of earn a year. I think, you know, things like housing needs to be addressed.
But, I mean, how do you address this simple point that a couple of people are making on Twitter here? Nonaya has just said it. Why should someone not working earn more than someone who is? The cap needs lowering much further.
That's one thing that I've always championed. I've just said it is not fair that someone working a 40-hour week has less to live on than someone who is in receipt of welfare. And maybe, you know, again, that's an issue that could be addressed about, you know, making sure employers do sort of, I suppose, pay their work as well. But again, it's just everything's going. The blame is being put on the person receiving the benefit and not the people who've introduced it.
So how would you change the system? Because obviously the housing benefit side of this is a very big bone of contention, particularly for people who are on benefits in London and the South East, where housing costs are so much greater than other parts of the country. How would you change the system?
I think they need to be very consistent. It should be, you know, landlords should be looked at as landlords, not depending on what part of the city you live in. I think landlords should be capped as to how much they can actually, you know, demand for a property. And maybe, you know, I do think a great majority of money, you know, that is wasted could actually be recouped via readdressing the housing issues and private landlords.
See, that's an interesting point, because I wonder how many checks are put on landlords. If a landlord says, right, I'm charging £1,200 a month, how a council housing department would check whether that is the right sort of market rate? I don't know. I don't know how they would go about that.
Well, that's it. And I mean, you know, as far, I don't know for sure for 100%, but obviously, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if a landlord is saying that they want this amount of money for their property per month, I don't know what checks are sort of set up. Are they actually checked out? I think there is a fair rent assessor, but obviously I'm not 100%, but I think, you know, it's about just being a bit more consistent and trying to pull something back from another kind of department, or looking at it on the whole. Or, again, you know, what did happen to council housing? You know, it is a lot cheaper, it is a lot more affordable, and it's not just available to people who are part of the benefit system.
Now, just to finish off, when we last spoke, you were rumoured to be thinking about standing at the next election. Have you made a decision on that?
I was actually second favourite to win the Ladywood seat. It was reported last week. So it's one of them. I mean, obviously, I think I've shown that politics is a subject that I am interested in. I have followed, and I do kind of know a little bit what I'm talking about. But it's not something I'd want to go into just because I'm topical. It's something I'd want to go into because I'm passionate about.
And have you made up your mind? There's only 100 days to go to the election.
I'm kind of topical at the moment, so I'm kind of trying to get a bit more of the passion into it. I don't think this year, realistically. But you know, once again, I'm just not going to say no to the future.
But who are you going to vote for on May the 7th?
Who am I going to vote for May the 7th? At the moment, in Birmingham, we have an absolutely amazing, believe it or not, Labour candidate, Sharon Thompson. I am going to name drop. She just seems so in touch with the issues of the real people, and she's the only one that seems to be talking sense round here at the moment. So I am kind of swaying towards Sharon Thompson and Labour.
So Labour have got White D's vote. You heard it on LBC first.
They're probably going to shut down the whole of the Labour Party.
Well, I don't know. You might well be Ed Miliband's saviour. You never know.
Oh dear.
I'll tell you what, sort of in the last hour, we've been talking to Maureen Lipman and White D. You don't get better than that on national radio,
what
do you?
What can I say?
Thank you so much for phoning in, Deirdre. Great to talk to you again. That's White D, star of Channel 4's Benefit Street programme.